The following is a KTCK sports presentation. Yesterday on the Hard Line.
Grego?
What does that mean?
Playing two guard on your highly explosive basketball squad that is for the war is Kid Rock.
I don't know that I want him on my team.
Well, he's on it. So, seems he'll be bringing up the ball temporarily with you down in the low post, Ricky Medlock somewhere on the wing, and Charlie Daniels
at center.
Yeah. Now, would you like to tell us what you're doing this weekend, Grego?
What I'm doing this weekend?
Yes, anything special? It's a little bit of non-disclosure.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm going to Phoenix.
When?
Sunday.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
For the Desperados game, me and Georgie.
Really?
Yeah.
You swear?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
I mean, I wish I wouldn't, believe me, but I've got to go.
Well, we found out something a little different about you, big man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm playing along with a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me play along with a bit.
I don't know if it's a bit. This was sent to us via our good friends at KMRK in Alabama. Go ahead now, psycho.
And remember, don't trust the government. They're trying to trick you into believing this war is about politics. It's about oil. Peace is our only answer.
I don't think so, hippie.
You asked for it and you got it. This Sunday, live from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, it's the South Will Rise Again Pro-War Rally. Featuring Ricky Medlock of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Southern rock legend Charlie Daniels, white trash staple Kid Rock, and from Southern Sports Talk, Greg Williams. Best of all, it's free. If you're white, if you're off-white, it's $10. Anyone else, don't bother coming unless you want your balls cut off. Woo! Fun starts at noon and features an all-star lineup. Like keynote speaker Ricky Rudd, musical guests Leslie West of Mountain, Black Oak, Arkansas, and everybody with the last name Van Zandt. The first 25,000 people wearing a Dale Earnhardt Sr. shirt or a Dale Earnhardt Jr. hat get a free pair of Dale Earnhardt pants.
What?
So don't miss the South Will Rise Again Pro War Rally, where our motto is, war kicks ass.
You're in on that, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be fun.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner. Greg the Hammer Williams.
I had a fart.
Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
3, 2, and 1.
Kick it.
Time. 23 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hard Line. Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And Heidi to the remainder of America as well, no matter where you might be in this great land of ours. If you're listening on 1700 via the miracle of the internet or on the dish, we certainly welcome you aboard today. It is Thursday. We've got a very big day in front of us here.
Got a big game tonight.
Yes.
Stop down game, I think. You going to watch it?
Oh, yeah. You bet. We're talking about the Rangers, right?
Yes. Well, the Rangers game would be over.
What are you talking about?
Talking about the big Red Sox game tonight.
Oh, yeah. Are they playing?
Yeah.
I heard they were.
Yeah, Red Sox. Big game. What game do you think I was talking about?
I didn't know. I thought you were talking about the Rangers.
No, they're playing right now where they're tied up.
Are they?
6-6 in the sixth.
Yeah, it seems like I remember somebody saying something about them playing today.
Yeah, playing the Royals. Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah, the Royals. That's
Kansas City.
Huh, I thought that was Omaha.
No, Kansas City. Kansas City Royals. One of four teams that were part of the expansion of 1969. Can you name the other three?
You had the Royals.
That's correct.
Good, Mike.
You had the Blue Jays. No, that's not
right.
That
is incorrect.
That's incorrect. They didn't come till later.
Rangers.
You had the Seattle Pilots.
That is correct.
You had the Padres.
That is correct.
You had the Expos.
That is correct. The Royals, the Expos, the Padres, and the Pilots.
Right. Well, we have a very big day ahead of us here today. A lot of things to get to. We must find out at some point about the scene at the Cotton Bowl last night for the big soccer outing of the Cora Snake. We also must find out about what's going on with the Cowboys. And we'll do that with the Ranch Report at 5:30. At 5:10, it appears as though...
Nah. This is being couched as not what you're going to say, but as horrible product ideas. Horrible.
What was I going to say?
Funny bit.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Although Danny's got it written down on the run sheet as wacky bit.
Oh.
Horrible product ideas, huh?
Yep.
Is that the title of this?
Yes.
But are they really that horrible?
Pretty bad.
They're horrible?
Yeah, I wouldn't buy them.
All right, well, we'll get around to all that later on, but it appears as though we have a little bit of Mavericks talk on the way here, right?
Yes. Mavs. They play a big game tonight. This could be the last basketball game of their season. Could all end tonight. All done.
Is this the last ride for the big three?
What about Nelson? And you know what this also signifies?
Oh, dear.
If they lose tonight?
Oh, no.
It's Ranger season. Baseball season.
That's right.
Because nobody else will be standing.
The Rangers.
How long do we have before football?
Rain.
Until July the 18th when the Cowboys open camp.
Are we on vacation then?
A good 2.5 months.
Oh, my God.
I am the god of baseball!
That gives me a headache.
Oh, you'll enjoy every second of it, Snake.
Breaking down pitching matchups, reading
right. Box
scores,
right.
Historical perspective.
Analyzing slugging percentage.
Having every author Moneyball on.
The 64 Phillies.
Snake's actually going to have to work. That's his... He's not worried about baseball.
No,
he's worried
about having to work. No, I enjoy the playoffs... Like the basketball and hockey playoffs. I'm not the biggest fan of the regular season, but I love the playoffs. And it bums me out because I'm not interested once the Mavericks are out or the Stars are out. I'm like done.
You're not interested in that Lakers Stars series?
Yeah, I am.
Series?
I'll watch that. Matter of fact, we should be doing our show from San Antonio.
Well, let's go.
We should.
We
got the Shaq access. Why can't we?
Aesop.
Or L.A. Why not go to L.A.?
Get it executed.
Let's go. I'm
String
ready to
it together.
Go. That's a good idea. We should.
It's interesting because we're not going on any Maverick trips. They're done.
Exactly. Why can't we go down there? Cover a little Spurs. A lot of Spurs fans in this area.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Thank you.
Ron, do you want to go down there?
I hate the Spurs fan.
Which is even better to go down there.
Why don't we go to L.A.?
And start poking.
You know
why?
We can't go next week because next week we have fight night and stuff like that going on. But the next week they'll be in L.A.
I'll say let's go. You think you could talk to Shaq?
Yeah.
Because there's been people that worked at the station that promised they could talk to somebody, and that didn't happen. That moved their whole show somewhere because they were going to get somebody on, and that didn't happen. And showing faded telephone numbers that they'd saved.
Leave them alone.
And being escorted out of private parties by bodyguards.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
So
yes, can we get Shaq on? Yes.
All right, well, we'll get to a little bit of Mavericks talk on the way here. Maybe some Mavericks phonage will be worked in very early in the presentation today. That's next here on the Hardline.